This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm John Idsty. If you spend much time online, you've probably received them. Email scams asking you to send money overseas with the promise you will get millions in return. Of course, you delete them, right?
Well, I do. You probably do too, John. But in Michigan, a county treasurer is accused of falling for that kind of scam and then embezzling taxpayer money to send to the email scammers. From member station WCMU in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Amy Robinson has more.
Elkhona County in the northeast corner of Michigan is more than twice the size of New York City, with fewer than 12,000 residents. For years, locals have operated on trust and a handshake. Tom Katona had that trust. For nearly 14 years, he served as county treasurer. Now he shares a jail cell with four other men. The 56-year-old faces 11 felony charges. Police say he embezzled $1.2 million from Elkhona County and sent the money to a Nigerian fraud scheme.
The chances of recovering any of that money is slim and none, and right now...
Sergeant Steve Harshberger is lead investigator on the Katona case. He's the guy in charge of following the paper trail.
That's about 4 feet of binders of material, and it's still coming in.
The file cabinet is stuffed with paperwork on this case. Another stack of papers sits on a nearby table, waiting to be added to the growing caseload. Harshberger says Katona was warned by bank officials he was falling for a fraud, but he saw it as a chance to get rich quick.
He told numerous people in the community that he expected to obtain anywhere from $1 million to $4 million in investment returns sometime in the near future, and that when that occurred, his ship was in, and he was going to retire, and he was going to live the good life. I can't tell you how many people he told this to, and that was his catchphrase. When my ship comes in, I'm going to retire, and I'm going to live the good life.
Katona has been waiting for that ship to come in at the county jail for the last 2 months. He isn't talking to the media, and neither is his attorney, who failed to respond to repeated requests for an interview on his client's behalf. While they may not be talking about this case, the community is. Just down the road from the county jail is the Flower Garden Restaurant, the only restaurant in downtown Harrisville.
How was everything? Okay?
Everything was good.
Okay.
We're going. We're going.
Marilyn Taylor knew Tom Katona. He, like she, was a regular here.
I didn't vote for him.
As Marilyn sits at a booth with her husband, Jim, she marvels at the allegation that Katona fell for the scam.
We get those emails, and the very first time we got one, I laughed, and I called him in to look at it. He laughed, and we erased it. It's astounding they could believe it.
And that's not the only astounding thing about this case. Elkhona County voters had an early warning. In 1998, Tom Katona pleaded guilty to forgery and other charges. As part of a plea agreement, after a year, the felonies were wiped from his record. Still, in this small town, most everyone knew. Yet he was elected to office two more times. County Commission Chair Kevin Boyett says voters were too quick to forgive and forget.
People just didn't seem to care at that time. And they didn't care when he got reelected. They didn't care when he got reelected again. Now people are caring.
Boyett says it may take a decade for Elkhona County to recover financially from the embezzlement. As far as recovering their small town feeling of trust, he says some of that may be gone for good. For NPR News, I'm Amy Robinson.